court is adjourned, celebrating the legacy of Chief Justice Dory Contreras. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. On December 7, a celebration at the Memorial Event Center brought family, friends, and colleagues together to honor Chief Justice Dory Contreras's remarkable career and retirement. The evening was filled with laughter, gratitude, and reflection on the life and accomplishments of a trailblazing Latina leader. As guests settled into the evening's festivities, Vanessa, Dory's middle daughter, took the stage to deliver a touching tribute. "For those of you who haven't met me, I'm Vanessa," she began. "I'd like to recognize my sister, my mom, and all the family members who are here tonight." Vanessa shared a story about a book dedication she recently read. "This book is dedicated to my mom, who encouraged me to march to the beat of my own drum, bought me the drum, drove me to march practice, sewed the costume, and cheered me on the whole time. This perfectly captures the kind of mother I was raised by," Vanessa continued, her emotion-filled voice. "Mom, celebrating you is easy because you're a woman of great integrity, an incredibly hard worker, and a loyal friend. Everyone here loves you. That's why they've traveled to be with you tonight." Roger Perez, Dory's husband, followed Vanessa, delivering a speech filled with admiration and humor. "I have the good fortune of being called both the driver and husband of Chief Justice Dory," he said, earning chuckles from the audience. "Even at home, I have to call her Chief. She made it clear, once a chief, always a chief." Roger praised Dory's dedication and her impact on countless lives. He shared a story about a young woman he works with, a 22-year-old single mother aspiring to attend law school. "She looked me in the eye and said, 'I know I can do it because Dory told me I can.' That's the courage she gives people," Roger said. The celebration also highlighted Dory's many professional achievements. Over 22 years, she was an inspiration for justice, a mentor, and an advocate for equality. Most recently, she served as president of the Texas Latino Judges Organization, working to support fellow judges and create opportunities for the next generation. Her accolades include the Trailblazer Award from the Hispanic Women's Network of Texas and the Judge of the Year Award from the Hispanic Issues section of the State Bar of Texas. Dory's response to the evening's honors was heartfelt and reflective. "When I was young, I complained to my mom about how slowly time seemed to pass," she said. "She told me, 'Just wait until you get older, it'll fly by.' And she was absolutely right. It's hard to believe I've served 22 years on the court. The time has truly flown, but it's been an incredible journey." Dory expressed gratitude for her colleagues, including Justices Gina Benavides and Nora Longoria, who stood by her side for many years. "With the three of us leaving, the court will lose a lot of experience and institutional knowledge," she said. "But I'm confident the legacy we've built will continue to inspire others." In a lighter moment, Dory shared a story about her first campaign in 2002, when her supporters handed out blue lollipops adorned with her campaign stickers. "Pretty soon, everyone had blue lips and blue tongues," she laughed. "There's even a picture of a supporter sticking out their blue tongue. It was hilarious." Dory's speech also touched on the friendships she's cultivated over the years, which she described as central to her happiness and success. "Friendships nourish our minds, spirits, and bodies," she said. "To all of you here tonight, friends who've supported me in many ways, I'm deeply grateful. Your friendship means the world to me." As the evening ended, a video tribute showcased reflections from colleagues and friends, celebrating the legacy of this PSJA girl. The crowd applauded as Dory ended her speech with gratitude and optimism for the future. "Life has a way of throwing curveballs at us, but we're survivors," she said. "We have so much to be thankful for. Let's continue this celebration and embrace the next chapter." Chief Justice Dory Contreras leaves behind an indelible legacy as a trailblazer, mentor, and advocate. Her story is one of resilience, determination, and a deep commitment to justice. As the evening concluded, one sentiment was clear: Dory's influence will be felt for future generations. With family, friends, and colleagues by her side, Dory said goodbye to the courtroom, but she didn't say goodbye to the impact she continues to have on the lives of those who know her. Roberto Hugo Gonzalez is the 2009 SBA Journalist of the Year Award winner and the 2009 and 2012 Paul Harris Award recipient.